The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting Monday for us because we have mixed emotions today, right? We are disappointed we lost to the Saints. We are happy that Georgia Tech beat a top five ranked Miami team. We are not happy that the Dogs lost on the road to Ole Miss, but we are very happy that Atlanta United has moved on in the MLS playoffs.
Right. They have knocked out Miami!
ATL running Miami. Yeah, when they scored that goal, you see Brad gets chucked into the net by him and Messi were going for the ball, and the dude comes flying in and throws. Brad's like, whoa, he's in the back. No red card, no yellow card. I don't know, man.
Anyway, he was going to swing on cuz.
Hey, well, next time we'll talk to Brad. Hopefully, if not this week, they get Orlando next. But just a hell of a story, man. Everybody in the soccer world is talking about that, Messi and company. And the rest of the world is trying to understand the concept of playoffs, apparently.
It's so funny because now they're saying the MLS will do away with this three-game format after Atlanta United upsets Miami. Yeah, yeah. Let's not fool ourselves. Here's the deal, because we've been the hotness.
Right.
In 18, we were the hotness, okay? And everybody was like, man, I got to see this team, and they're scoring all these goals. The hotness this year was Miami, and they had the biggest star in the world come to the United States to play in this league. Do not think for one second that the league was hoping, okay? And this is why these games aren't fixed for everybody who thinks they are. The league was hoping that Miami would, Mike, cruise through and get to the MLS Cup, and it would be a great story, and they'd have great ratings and numbers because they had the biggest star in the world. And we just did them a favor. Get out of here. We just disappointed them in the fact that we were able to dispose of Miami. But, guys, they wanted them in this thing.
Big time. I mean, imagine anybody from the West Coast, L.A. preferably against Miami. That's what they were shooting for. And sorry, wrong answer, Hans. So now we'll see what they can do against Orlando City.
All right, coming up, we are going to talk to our man Connor Riley in the 4 o'clock hour. I know a lot of dog fans are saying, okay, where does this leave us? Where are we going with this? Mm. Well, first of all, went out. That's number one, okay? Because if you don't, then the question gets answered for you. So went out and then see where the chips fall. That's what the goal is now for Georgia, which we haven't been in this place. This team has either been undefeated, one loss, and usually that happens in the SEC championship game, or it's happened in the national championship game. That's where they've been living. So to have two losses right now, Mike, and we're not even to Thanksgiving, this doesn't feel right.
And now because you've got that second loss, your head-to-head over the Texas Longhorns goes out the window because Texas only has one conference loss. So as Tennessee sits there at number one, the Aggies are number two, and then the Longhorns come in at number three. Then Georgia sits 4. Old Miss sits at number 5 right now as far as the rankings. Again, no more, you know, as you guys know, no more divisions, just, you know, basically simply going one through whatever it is now, 18 and 19. I lost track. But anyway, it's a shame now for Georgia because that scenario that you and I were chatting about, now the bye seems to maybe go out the window unless you could find a way to get back in to that SEC championship game. And then, Carl, you got maybe a chance to get a game at uncharted territory.
Correct.
A playoff game at Sanford Stadium in December.
Turtle, while we're talking about this, can I hear Kirby? Because Mike and I were saying that Lane Kiffin needed this badly.
He'd never had a win like this in his career. There's nothing on his resume that comes close.
Top five win, when you talk about a team that's you know, where Georgia was, and coming into this game, this gives him the credibility he needed, Mike, to say, hey, I can win big games. I just want to play Kirby talking about giving Lane Kiffin credit. And Kirby, listen to the end of this, because he watched all this tape. He feels like, Mike, they probably should be undefeated with the way that they lost games so far this year. This is Kirby Smart talking about Ole Miss.
Well, first off, a lot of credit to Ole Miss. Great atmosphere. They played a really good game. I thought Lane had his team ready to play. We obviously struggled in a lot of areas. We had miscues, mistakes, penalties, things that are really hard to overcome, especially when you play a really good football team, and they are. I told our team coming into this week, I felt like they were probably the most talented team that we had played, counting both sides of the ball and special teams. They have elite specialists, and they have really good players on defense and the skill positions on offense. So give their quarterback credit. He made a lot of really good throws, and their defense affected us with the pass rush. So a lot of credit goes to Lane and his staff. Look, they really should be undefeated.
That's a hell of a compliment.
And Lane Kiffin's talked about it. You know, the Kentucky game, you know, you talked about the physicality of that one. You know, losing to LSU, that's a game that could have gone either way. But this was one that was kind of a measuring stick. We talked all last week, a measuring stick for the Ole Miss boosters, for the program. You know, and I thought the biggest moment of the game was after this, I mean, talk about a body blow. When Jackson Dart gets knocked out, you get the score, and then Austin Simmons takes you right down the field, and you're Ole Miss, and you're tied.
You're a Georgia fan going, this is perfect. Here comes the backup.
Right.
And by the way, that kid's coming back. The Simmons kid you saw.
Right.
He's going to be a guy that comes back next year, Mike. They may be all right moving forward. Here's the deal. You're right. That moment was like, oh, we're about to take control of this game. What do you mean they're driving down the field and about to score?
And then your next two possessions were 2 3-and-outs, and then the 9-play driving a punt.
Lane Kiffin, going into that game, was 1-11 versus top five opponents. His last win against a top five opponent was 2011, when he was the head coach of USC.
Mm.
Many of you don't even remember he was at USC.
Yeah.
It was number four Oregon. That's the last time it happened for him as a head coach. He needed it. They got it. We'll talk about what it means for the Dogs moving forward. But, Kirby, I thought that compliment was – it says a lot about what he's seeing with that football team. He knows championship teams. He thinks they're pretty damn good. More on that coming up with Connor Riley right now. Let's get to an NFL Blitz! NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Did the Falcons really leave the door open to the NFC South? Stay tuned. Mike, Jared Goff throws 5 interceptions. They didn't win, did they?
Yeah, they didn't cover the 3.5. I went 0-3, by the way. I'm going to be perilously close to now being eliminated from the competition of giving picks.
You had that game?
At 3.5, yeah. And again, I knew they weren't going to cover. And then to be down 10 late, and it looked like they were just dead in the water. They had to punt in one situation. It was like 4th-and-6, and Campbell made the right call. But that's just a testament to, you know, that team's, I mean, ability to make plays and be clutch. That's why everyone's in love with them right now, to be the team to beat and maybe beat the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
It was that was a Sunday night game, and it was if you didn't stay up, right? I mean, because maybe you were exhausted watching the Falcons and going, man, we should have won that game. There were some really interesting games yesterday. That game turned out to be crazy.
13 unanswered points in the fourth quarter over the Texans for the Lions on the road.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, it was just so unexpected the way it played out. Meanwhile, what else happened around the National Football League? Well, we know the Cowboys aren't any good. We told you that when they came here. The Eagles embarrassed them at home. Now they're talking about putting curtains in the stadium so guys can see the football after CeeDee Lamb, dropped one, and then was asked after the game, did the sun affect you? Yeah, we should put curtains in.
How long has he been playing there? He's had some time in November, right, at that stadium before.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, this whole thing is just a – I mean, I don't know what the bigger train wreck is, the Jets or the Cowboys. Kind of a push. But that Dallas game – and if that was like our if you don't have DirecTV or the Sunday Ticket, I should say, or YouTube, that was the game you were stuck with yesterday afternoon, and it was an absolute beatdown. Not even close.
No, not at all. Speaking of not being close, you just mentioned the Jets. Did anybody see that coming? The Arizona Cardinals – Chris is laughing in there. The Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray beat the snot out of the Jets. Couldn't do anything, Mike.
No, and Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you didn't see it, sacked 3 times, 1 sack in the red zone where it's like, dude, what do you think you're doing here? You can't pat the baby for like 5 minutes, and they get him on the ground. Kyler Murray was efficient, 22 of 24. And they rushed for 147 yards. Connor, I don't know if he was dinged up, but it was Trey Benson was the lead dog for the Cardinals. Marvin Harrison got in the end zone, and that's something that's been a little rare this year for him in his rookie season.
Marvin Harrison Jr. hauls it in with his right arm. Just a gorgeous drop in the bucket by Murray.
It was a pretty throw.
The best Jets receiver catch was actually the former Jet in Wilson for the Steelers. Russell Wilson, right? Have I got it right? Mike Williams, I said Wilson. Mike Williams had a score. We'll get to that game in a second. But, dude, the Jets are completely toast. And now the Cardinals, by the way, in the NFC, if there's, like, rankings and where we'd be seated, we would be the third seed of the playoff start today. Arizona would be the fourth seed.
I know.
They're in the mix. By the way, somebody tell me that whole Davante Adams trade. What's that done?
Ugh.
Did he score yesterday? Chris, you're a Jets guy. Did he score?
He actually dropped a touchdown pass.
Yeah. Oh, really?
6-31 with a drop in the end zone.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Everybody, Davante Adams. The guy the Jets traded, which gets us to this game Mike wants to talk about, Mike Williams scored the game-winning touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He just got off the Jet.
Wilson settles back, raises the foot, gets the snap, back to pass, looking, going to float it up left for Williams, and Williams makes the grab!
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the end zone! What a throw! What a catch!
Now, this one came down to the wire and a video review. If you didn't see it, on the fourth down play, my initial thought was Zach Ertz got it. But they literally went back and they looked at it like 17,000 times, and they don't believe he got there. I thought he had it, but there's really no way. And the ruling where they marked him down, they said he was short by about an inch. So the Steelers go on to win, and it was a playoff type atmosphere in D.C. with all the Steeler fans and terrible towels. A Steeler home game playoff game, but it was a really electric atmosphere in D.C.
It was, man. And I thought Jaden Daniels was going to lead them to a field goal to win that game. I mean, it's a one-point game. The 28-27 was the final score. They are moving down the field to go get a field goal and maybe win this game. Redskins are for real. If you are thinking they're not, they are legit. They are going to be a problem, Mike, and a hard out. Steelers, though, have solidified themselves now as a real Super Bowl contender with the way that they're finding ways to win, and their quarterback plays has been much better. Just moving the ball down the field. We're talking about vertical passing. Justin was throwing this thing around, but they weren't throwing the ball like that. That ball to Mike Williams, if you didn't see that ball, over his shoulder, right. Defenders behind it, and literally Russ drops it right there in his breadbasket, and he catches the ball. It was a crazy, crazy game yesterday.
Now, the other thing, everybody keeps talking about the Chiefs, and some talking heads won't give them respect. Like, it doesn't matter how, you know, it's a win. They're undefeated. Everyone's now saying, somebody wake up the 72 Dolphins, because here we go. The way they're playing, they are going to trip up at some point. It doesn't matter as long as everybody's healthy for the Super Bowl. But they just, you remember the definition of grinding. The Chiefs were stymied. This is something that worries me about our matchup with the Broncos. They held the Chiefs to 57 yards rushing. Granted, we get more explosive guys than what they have with Kareem Hunt at this stage. But they did throw for 266. 16-14, the Chiefs have to block a field goal attempt at the end to seal the deal.
I agree with you. I don't know where they slip up, but I feel like it's going to happen. I mean... To be honest with you, I kind of thought it was this weekend.
Right.
And they were able to find a way to get it done. Here's the deal with our Falcons. Did they leave the door open to the NFC South? It's a resounding no. We are 4-1 in the division. Tampa's 1-2. New Orleans is now 2-3. And Carolina's 1-2 after getting a win over in Munich. We are not going to lose this division.
Now, the Bucs really, I mean, if you're a Tampa Bay fan, you got to be just saying, what the hell if we just come right into a buzzsaw with the schedule? Four-game losing streak. They probably should have gone for two against the Chiefs. They had ample opportunity to come back against us in Tampa. And then the 49ers, Murphy's Law, they get back home and they get Christian McCaffrey coming back for the 49ers who won.
Yeah, the schedule gods didn't help them, but neither did the injury gods, right? Because those injuries happened right before our game, Mike, and then it's been all downhill. But if you feel like yesterday was like, oh, it opens up the door, relax. Now, we still need to win our games and as many as possible, specifically in the NFC, to Mike's point about the Cardinals, if you're looking at that, or even the Lions or the Eagles. We still want to be in a great spot with the seeding.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.